catfish imports from China are causing economic and health concerns in the South. Tests on some frozen catfish fillets from China have found two antibiotics that are banned by the Food and Drug Administration. Alabama banned the imported catfish. Mississippi halted store sales. Louisiana and Arkansas plan to test all catfish coming from China. All this follows years of concern by U.S. catfish farmers who are worried about safety and increased competition. Melanie Peoples reports from the Mississippi Delta.
On the western edge of Mississippi, the famed farmland of the Delta stretches flat and far as the eye can see. It's already humid enough to make imaginary water shimmer on the highway. This is where they used to say, cotton is king. But drive through the Delta today, you see a lot more rows of corn already up a foot, and the tiny leaves of soybeans just poking up through the soil. And then there are the large rectangular ponds laid out like football fields.
Up here on the left, you'll see this pond and these corks in the water.
Paul Dees eases his pickup truck along the dirt roads between his catfish ponds, which are scattered across two counties, on land where his grandfather once grew vegetables. He slows to a stop along one of his brood ponds.
Each cork marks where a can is, and the fish go into the cans and lay their eggs.
Once the eggs have been laid, workers wade into the water, scoop the eggs out of the cans, and take them to the hatchery. It's a small open-air building filled with bubbling tanks of water. And inside those tanks, the tiniest little fish.
Oh, here's some that are up and swimming a little bit. See how they're in the corner?
Soon these little fish will be moved into a pond where they'll spend the next two and a half years getting big enough to eat. Dee's grandfather started this catfish farm 40 years ago. Digging up his fields and turning them into ponds must have raised a few eyebrows.
In the 60s, more people probably called him crazy, but now, I guess, pioneer.
It paid off, and others followed, growing catfish into what has nationally become a $7 billion industry. Business was booming until about 8 years ago, when a wave of cheap imports from Asia pushed prices down and started putting American catfish farmers out of business. Just a few miles down the road, the drained catfish ponds of a neighbor serve as testament. Dee says catfish farmers had been telling officials for years that Asian catfish ponds were filthy and pumped full of antibiotics, but it took the recent Chinese melamine scare to get the government's attention.
I believe if you go cheap, you get cheap.
Roger Barlow is vice president of the trade group Catfish Farmers of America. He says once states finally started testing imported catfish themselves, they found the domestic farmers were right. Repeated tests by Mississippi and Alabama show the presence of fluoroquinolone antibiotics, which the FDA has banned for use, saying they lead to the emergence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Over here, we're regulated by FDA and EPA and USDA and State Departments of Agriculture. So we are regulated by everybody, and over there, I don't know who they're regulated by.
The state of Alabama has taken the strongest step so far, banning outright the sale of all Chinese catfish, while Mississippi's Department of Agriculture Commissioner Lester Spell is banning retail sales of particular brands. Spell says it's the FDA's responsibility to police the food coming into the U.S., and he thinks the agency isn't doing enough. Last year, Spell says, the FDA blocked 49 shipments of Chinese catfish, and 10 were blocked this past January.
Well, we know that FDA only checks a little bit over 1% of the food, so if you're finding that type volume, with just over 1% check, there's a tremendous problem out there. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Spell says while the FDA lacks the staff and resources to check more of the food coming into the U.S., the onus should be put on the foreign producers. He says there should be a two-strikes-you're-out consequence for producers whose food repeatedly fails inspection. The first infraction, Spell says, would serve as a warning.
And then, over a period of time, if they send product in and we find it again, you know, you're out forever.
The FDA has yet to take any sweeping action against the Chinese catfish and is conducting its own tests. For now, American catfish farmers are hoping shoppers and diners will start insisting on domestically grown catfish. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.